This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Your children. Hey, I ain't going there. Yes, ma'am. Just a minute. Let me get a mic so you can ask the question so everybody can hear it.
My father is still a practicing Mason, and there's no way that I can convince him otherwise.
Oh, I know.
When I'm the one that went to Biloxi and cleaned my mother's house, the primary thing the Lord had me clean out was all Masonic documents. My mother was in the Eastern Star. My question is, I've noticed there's a certain level of harassment on my life that I can't seem to, no matter how much I read, pray, fast, worship. Can I be delivered from that curse?
Sure. Absolutely. No, not that it cannot never come back on you, but whenever our parents are involved in those kind of things, you have to walk in a great level of faith. And you have to claim every day those scriptures like Galatians 3, at Galatians 3:13-14, where it says, I'm redeemed from the curse because Christ redeemed me from the curse. Devil, I'm not going to let you torment me today. You may be hanging around my back door to come in today, but you're not going to do it. But see, if your parents are involved in these kind of things, and these devils that go with them are going to be there because of generational curses to do everything they can to torment you. So they got legal right. So that means you're going to have to fight harder. That means you're not going to be the normal little girl on the block that had a great loving mother and daddy that served God and was obedient to Him and went to church every time the door was open. That was wonderful men and women of God. Those kind of children live in an entirely different environment than the ones that their parents were totally disobedient.
My father is that deacon. The person you described, that's my dad. My mother my father is a deacon and usher, and he's very busy in the church, but he's a practicing Mason. Now, my mother's renounced it.
Yeah. Well, I have seen it. In fact, I'm going to tell you. I have been in churches and talked to pastors, and they're Masons. I mean, I've seen some. And do you know the average pastor, when you talk to them about being a Mason? I said, well, I don't mean those things I say. I just go down there to see if I can be a witness. I'm telling you, that's got to be the biggest cover-up. I mean, you don't have to be a Mason to be a great... In fact, I don't think you can be a great witness for God. I don't think you can build an empire on earth. I don't think you can build a church that'll stand the test if you continue to stay in the Masonic Lodge if you're a pastor. If you're a pastor or you're a deacon in a church and you're watching this tape right now, I'm going to tell you the best thing you can do right now is fall on your face and repent before God and tell Him how sorry you are that you put another God before Him. That's what you can do. And then break the curses over you and demand those devils that come with that curse to leave you and your children. Because you and your children are going to suffer tremendously. And if your children don't ever get to the point where they can understand these great promises, your children will die and be tormented prematurely as they're here on this earth because you were disobedient to serve the living God. It's awful, isn't it? It's awful what we do. I mean, but God, did God say in His Word, if you, as the parents, if you'll be obedient and you'll worship Me and you'll praise Me and you do everything I do, I'll not only bless you, but I'll bless your children? Do you want your children to be blessed? Amen. Well, then guess what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to be an obedient parent. And see, the church today don't know what it means to be an obedient parent. I mean, the daddy. Men. I really got something to say to men. You know, men, we're something big. We send the woman. You know, she goes and takes the kids to church. Church is a woman thing. You know? I mean, I hear men say that. Me? Go to a Bible study? I mean, give me a break. You know, Sunday school? I mean, yeah, I went until I was 12. But when I got 12, I got past that point. I don't need Sunday school no more. Well, let me tell you, you've listened to the devil. You've not listened to God. You need to get in that Word. If you, as a man of God, if you realize you're the priest over your home and you're to love your wife like Christ loved the church, even willing to give your life for your woman. I mean, that's what God said. And then you're to love and teach and train your children the things of God. If you don't know the things of God, how are you going to train your children how to be Christians? Hey, if I walk up to you and say, quote me your favorite verse, and you can't even quote me one favorite verse, let me tell you, mister, you have failed miserably. Miserably. You've not done what God said. You have failed miserably. Now then, if you've got a few scriptures hidden in your heart, and you're going to church every time the door is open, and you're worshiping Him, and you're praising Him, and you're going to church, and you're tithing, you're doing everything God told you to do, and you're being an example to your children, and you don't never watch no dirty movies, you don't never watch no wild, stupid television, you don't never tell no dirty jokes around your children, you don't never let a word of profanity out of your mouth, you're just barely touching the tip of the iceberg what God told you to do as a godly father, a godly man. But that's what God requires. And if the man don't do that, then the wife and the children are going to suffer. The woman is going to suffer. You know, she's not going to be able to enjoy the benefits. I mean, the man is held responsible. God holds the man responsible. Do you know that the king that we serve, he holds every man responsible for their wife's spiritual training and their children's spiritual training. He don't hold that woman responsible for that. He holds you as a man responsible to train your children. And if you don't do it, one day you're going to stand before the King of Kings and He's going to say, you didn't do what I told you to do. He's going to judge you for both good and bad. Everything you've done, you're going to stand in judgment before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I would hate to even stand before a real big dignitary today if I'd really messed up. I'd hate to stand before them. But I'd a whole lot rather stand before them than I had the King of Kings. When I stand before the King of Kings, I want Him to say, you were not afraid of them down there. You taught them what I told you in my Word. And since you taught them, and you didn't back up when they tried to throw you out of church and everything else. In fact, there's a man in this church, a good friend of mine, and he is a very godly man. And he loves God with all his heart. He's a gentleman. He's kind. He does good for people all over the place. I mean good. Two times in this last year. He comes here every Sunday. Has for the last couple of years. But two times in the last year, this man's gone to a great church to speak. And the pastor there has stopped him during his message and told him he has to leave. He can't teach what he teaches. Because he's teaching the Word. Been thrown out. It breaks his heart every time it happens. But, isn't that amazing? You go to church and teach people what the Word says, and some of them don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. Let me tell you, I had a lady write me a letter the other day, an email, and the smoke was, still on the email when I got it. She said, Thurman Scribner, you need to stop teaching what you're teaching. You have ruined two people's lives in our church. She said, several of the people here got some of your teachings and said, you ruined their lives. Said, one of the women here, you've really ruined her life. Said, this woman, she was pretty well okay until she got a hold of your teaching. And then she found out her sin is what caused the problem with her child. And now she's so heartbroken, she don't even want to live anymore. She said, you've ruined her life. You've got to stop doing what you're doing. And I wrote back to her and said, ma'am, all I got to say, that woman should have heard my teaching before she sinned. Then she wouldn't have this problem. Because whether I teach it or not, God still holds you accountable. Yeah, it's still there, right, Cliff? It makes no difference whether I'm teaching what he said. God holds you and me accountable for every word in this book, whether you know it or not. So when I teach it and people hear it and they repent, at least it changes their life. It changes their life. And many people that get their life straightened up, they get healed. Many people that had been prayed for years had never heard. It's your sin that's keeping you down. But I tell you, I'm not ashamed to tell you, it's your sin. I mean, you messed up. Who, me? I couldn't have messed up. Oh, yeah, let me tell you. You probably don't know the ways. I don't either. Don't know the ways I've messed up. But I do know that when we repent and get our sins taken care of, I do know He then hears from heaven. And I think of how many people, I couldn't even name them all, that I have got to repent of their sins. And do you know some of those people I didn't even get to pray for? When they repented, God just healed them right there. Isn't that awesome? It's awesome. But when they repent and you get to pray for them, they get healed. And some of them had been sick 10, 20, and 30 years. No idea that my sin is what put me in this condition. Well, let me tell you, it's your sin. And it's so awful what happens. What happened?
Someone asked, how could they change?
So it can be heard on the tape.
Someone asked how it could be changed if the husband was not being the spiritual leader. How can you change that situation?
Well, there's only one way that I know of you can change your husband. And that's go to the throne of grace and petition your father to change your husband. Because you can't change your husband. Only God can change a man. We go to the third heaven. You know, for guys, we're a pretty dense lot. We think we know everything. You see, women already know this. Right, ma'am? Yeah, sure. When she started laughing, I knew she knew. You know, I mean, all you got to do is have a man and you know the truth. Because we're all made just exactly alike. We think we know all the answers. It's tough. That's why there's so many women that are not married today, because the husbands, you know, the husbands thought they knew everything and he wasn't willing to listen to the woman at all. Now, you need to listen to her, but after you listen to her, then you need to make the decision. The decision's still yours. You know, you at least need to listen. You need to listen to what your wife says, and then don't make an instantaneous decision, because you cannot calculate all the material she'll give you instantly like she can. I'm serious, guys. It's a fact. Our right and left brain link is severed. Every man has that problem. And so you cannot communicate the information between right and left brain anywhere close to fast as your wife can. Women are different. You know, and so men, when our wife tells us something, think about it, pray about it, let God work on it, you know, and after you get before you think you're hearing God, then make the final decision. And then women, when your husband makes a decision, go with his decision.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.